GOP-led states have vowed to clamp down on refugee resettlement after the recent attacks in Paris were organized by the self-proclaimed Islamic State. One of the Paris attackers may have entered Europe using a fake passport to obtain refugee status, but that's not been proven. Nonetheless, Florida Governor Rick Scott and others reacted by saying Syrian refugees aren't welcome. Although Florida can't reject refugees outright, Representative Lake Ray is hoping to use the U.S. Constitution to justify making it harder for them to land in the Sunshine State.
Article 1, Section 10 says that while states are not to engage war, they have the right to protect ourselves from acts of war. That we can do that with an imminent threat to us. And I think that we all recognize that there's now an imminent threat.
Ray's measure would require resettlement organizations like Jacksonville's Lutheran Social Services to submit all information they have on a proposed refugee. The state would also conduct its own background check before the refugee could be resettled.
Since they're using our resources, they would have an obligation to provide information to us of who they're bringing in, where they're putting them, and the background information that they have.
The U.S. government has never found a refugee to be responsible for a terror attack on American soil. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.